service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay today on Pensacola's Morning News. Very excited to be here. Thank you to Andrew for giving me this opportunity to spend some time with you talking about our Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, the business community, what's happening. Lots of things really going on in our community. We are continuing to grow and prosper, and it's very exciting to be a part of that. And we're going to have some great guests today, so hope you're with us for the full 4 hours. We're going to hear from our usual. We'll have Mike Wood a little bit later from PPD talking about the things they're experiencing with back to school and the exciting stuff there, and Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News. But also have a few special guests. We'll hear from former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp. He's now with Florida Tax Watch. We'll be discussing Amendment 3, the property tax amendment that'll be on the November ballot, something that has stirred up a lot of conversation already, and we'll continue as we get closer to November. But Florida Tax Watch is a nonpartisan organization that reviews the state budget every year. They look into different issues and provide their perspective. So look forward to hearing from him at 6:40. And then a couple of other special guests in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have Andrew Wiggins from the Florida Chamber of Commerce to talk about the upcoming elections. We are still in the primary season, so if you have not voted yet, you still have until next Tuesday. Early voting lasts through Saturday, and there are a number of locations across the county you can go vote. You can go to escabiavotes.com to get that information. But then next Tuesday is primary election day. That's when you would vote at your precinct. You can check your voter registration card for that. So still a number of important local races that are on the ballot. We've got Pensacola mayor. We've got some city council races. We've got county commissioner. And then we have the question about the elected versus appointed school superintendent question. So that's on the ballot as well. So if you've not voted, still plenty of opportunities to do that. And then as we close out the show, we'll be hearing from Jo MacArthur. She is the executive director of the Escambia County Schools Foundation, a board on which I serve, getting some more information on how you can support our local public schools, A-rated public schools. I don't know if that gets talked about enough and celebrated enough that for the first time, Escambia County's public schools were given an A grade by the state. So that's something I think really to be excited about. And with back to school happening yesterday here in Escambia County, we'll be talking about that, some ways for you to be involved and engaged and supporting our local public schools as well. So got a great show. Really excited to be here this morning. Got PJ helping me out, guiding me through, keeping me awake. I'm not a morning person, so for me to be here at 5 a.m., you know, this is a special opportunity, and I appreciate Andrew giving it to me.
You got a big coffee over there.
Yeah, I did bring a, you know, enough caffeine to get me loaded up. But, yeah, again, very excited to be here. We'll be talking about some of the things we're doing at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We just had our State of Education luncheon on Tuesday at UWF. So we'll delve into that a little bit. Again, you know, with school starting back, we heard from leadership from UWF, Pensacola State, Santa Rosa and Escambia County Public Schools, and Columbia Southern University as well. So great perspectives, a lot of discussion about workforce, something I hear about pretty much every day. It's a challenge for a lot of our businesses, but it's a good challenge to have, and something that we are committed to addressing at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We have some resources that I'll delve into here in a little bit to let you know about. So things that the business community can utilize to help with their workforce problems. So very excited to be here again. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in this morning on the Pensacola Morning News for Andrew McKay. Thank you so much for listening.
Heartburn. Quick, Alka-Seltzer. Because nothing is worse than heartburn after a long day. When you're finally off the clock, dinner's done, feet kicked up, kids asleep, and boom, heartburn tries to steal the moment. Quick, Alka-Seltzer. Because nothing works faster for heartburn relief. The effervescent tablets start neutralizing acid in seconds, so you can sit back, relax, and unwind from your day. Next time heartburn hits,
quick, Alka-Seltzer.
Use as directed.
You know, I'm always telling you about the greatness of Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. And, I mean, it's true. Look, when the market was really hot, they were selling over 200 homes a year. The market got more challenging. Rates changed. People's willingness, concerns about the economy. They were down to 175 homes a year, then 165 homes a year the following. But last year, back up. Same market. Challenging for a lot of people. A lot of homes are not getting sold. Back up to 209 homes a year. That's four a week. That's crazy. And a lot of times, they're selling homes that other realtors can't sell, who, you know, one, two, three, even five or six realtors can't sell a home, and they sell it. But why? It's just a passion for the details, learning how to get things right, how to stage a home, how to photograph it, how to list it, the price, the follow-up, how to do the open house. It's all kinds of little things. And then once you get offers, all the way through to closing, how? Through experience. Even silly stuff. Like in one case, I know she was saying that a home wasn't quite moving the way she thought it should, and they decided that they'd take the house that was kind of painted a coastal yellow inside, and they repainted it with a very neutral tone, sold immediately. So it's really having the experience to see what's the thing that might get in the way and overcoming or fixing that. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 786-3996.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand. So shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Want to share a few kind of fast facts about the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We were founded in 1889 here in Pensacola, and we are Florida's oldest chamber of commerce. So it's kind of cool that you know, we are Florida's first settlement in 1559. We have the oldest chamber of commerce. At one point, we had the tallest building in the state of Florida. Collier Merrill always likes to point that out. So that's one of the cool things about Pensacola and our community is that we've got a lot of great history here, and being able to lead the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce is a real honor. We have over 1,000 members throughout our communities. The vast majority of those are small businesses, and so we really try to cater to those needs, needs of networking. I mentioned workforce earlier. You know, having events that educate and promote small businesses. We have a monthly Good Morning Pensacola breakfast, which is the first Friday of every month at Scenic Hills Country Club. We just had ours this past Friday. Gulf Winds Credit Union was the sponsor, and their president, Daniel Sowers, had a great message for our community, discussing, you know, not so much the business side, but you know, how you engage and work to support nonprofits and what you do with the time that you do have in life to make a difference and support all the things that are happening in our community. And that's one thing, we are blessed with great nonprofits. We have a number of nonprofits that are members of the chamber. That's one of the things we do at each Good Morning Pensacola is we have a nonprofit of the month that we spotlight. So the sponsor of this past month, Gulf Winds Credit Union, selected MANA to be the nonprofit to be spotlighted. So Carrie Smeda with MANA came and gave a great presentation. They do incredible work at MANA. You know, it's unfortunate that we have to have that in our community, but it's every community that has, you know, folks that struggle with hunger, but they do great work, and definitely would say check them out if you've not interacted with MANA before and supported them. Definitely encourage you to do that. But we have a lot of great nonprofits in our community, and that's one of the things we do at the Chamber. Like I said, every month we spotlight a nonprofit. And we have our annual meeting coming up. So it'll be our 136th annual meeting at Sanders Beach. So you can go to PensacolaChamber.com if you want to get tickets for that. But we'll be highlighting a nonprofit of the year. So we do awards as a part of that program. We have a small business of the year, a nonprofit of the year, ambassador of the year. We'll be talking about our chamber ambassadors throughout the program as well. They are volunteers who they come to our ribbon cuttings. They come to our events and volunteer. They greet new members. They go to new members, takes them welcome packets and things like that. They're just incredible folks from all walks of life, different types of businesses and nonprofits. But they're pretty awesome. So we'll highlight one of those at our annual meeting on September 8th. We just started this last year, obviously with the military being such an important part of our community. We felt it was important to highlight a military member of the year. So Penn Air sponsors that award, and we will be highlighting a worthy member of the military who's done outstanding things in our community. We really are blessed. The impact that the military has in our community is pretty amazing. Depending on which numbers you look at, it's between $6 and $8 billion a year between Santa Rosa and Escambia County. You know, not just retirees, but the folks that are here on active duty. They come, they spend money, and we hope to keep them in our community when they retire. And that's something that we're looking at as well at the chamber. How do we develop those strategies? You know, we obviously have a lot to offer in our community, but if you're not from Pensacola and maybe your only experience is with the military, you know, how do we as a community and as a chamber engage those folks to learn more about our community and the things that are happening here, to keep that talent here? I mean, obviously, when you're coming out of the military, you're highly skilled, you're disciplined, you've got a lot of things that employers are looking for. So we want to look at how we can do more to keep those folks in our community because when they retire, they're not retiring from everything. They're typically retiring into another career in the private sector. So we want to keep that talent here. We want to grow that. So at the Chamber, we have engaged Career Source Escarosa, and we have a shared employee. His name's Jesse Wolf. He's our Workforce Development Director. So his role is to be that conduit between the business community and the providers and the educators. So you know, working with UWF and Pensacola State College and the school districts in Santa Rosa and Escambia County to find out, okay, what are the programs y'all are providing? Talking to the business community to see, okay, what do you need in terms of training? What do you need in terms of workforce? And, you know, trying to fill any gaps that are out there that we're missing in terms of workforce. So if you want to get in touch with Jesse Wolf, you can reach out to us at the Chamber. Our number is 850-475-4999. Again, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com to get more information as well. We have our staff directory on the website, so you can get in touch with him that way. But yeah, workforce development is one of those issues that I hear about pretty much on a daily basis. Workforce development, housing, and childcare are probably the three top issues that I hear about. And these are not unique to our community. I was just at Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference in New Orleans last month, and those were the same conversations that we were having with folks from all over the country. That those are the challenges that all of the different communities from across the country are facing. And yeah, there are no easy answers. These are big challenges and big issues. And, you know, fortunately we've got, some of our local elected officials that are helping with these issues. But these are also things that we're looking at the Chamber and how we can engage and support our community and try to, address these things as well. Our theme for this past year at the Chamber has been advocacy in action. So we were talking about the upcoming elections and the things that are happening this fall. We've already taken positions on a number of issues. We came out in support of maintaining an appointed superintendent of schools here in Escambia County. As I mentioned earlier, we had an A rating from the state last year, and Keith Leonard and his team have done a fantastic job. And we think he's amazing and want to keep him in that position. But, you know, it's more about what happens after Keith Leonard, you know, retires and moves on. Do we just want to limit ourselves to Escambia County, or do we want to have the opportunity to look at folks from across the state and across the nation who have done great work in other communities that are similar to ours, that we can bring in to continue the good work that's being done? So that's the position we've taken, and that's on the primary ballot for August. And then something we'll talk about a little bit more later is the local option sales tax, or LOST, which is something that will be on the ballot in November. But this will be the fourth time that we're looking to renew this tax. This is a penny sales tax that goes to local infrastructure. And as we'll hear from Lieutenant Governor Jeff Koppenkamp in the next hour, talking about Amendment 3, the property tax amendment, that could have a real impact on local government income. So keeping this penny for progress is what we're calling it. This penny that'll go to local infrastructure, obviously things like roads, flooding, things like that. You know, it's a very important. It's about $50 million a year that goes for these projects. So that's good for our residents. It's good for economic development to attract those businesses that are looking to move to our community, that they know that those types of issues are being addressed. So that's something that the Chamber Board of Directors has voted to endorse and support. So as we get closer to November, you'll hear more about that. But that these are the types of issues that, we've leaned into this year at the Chamber. We came out earlier this year. There was some discussion that the Trump administration might open up the Florida portion of the Gulf of America to oil and gas exploration. And we came out with a strong letter saying that we don't want that to happen. Obviously, we all remember what happened in 2010 with the oil spill in the Gulf, and that was not even in our waters. That was over in Louisiana. But the incredible impact, negative impact that had on our community. So these are the types of issues that we feel very strongly about, and we feel it's important to stand up and say, hey, as the business community, we are, you know, we are supporting things that will help our community, will help our businesses, and help keep the momentum that we're experiencing going. So that's very important to us, to our board of directors, and we'll continue to do that. Again, like I said, in November, we'll be supporting the LOST and other issues. So you can always go to PensacolaChamber.com to learn more. And just excited to be here this morning. Sitting in for Andrew McKay, I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Got PJ here with me, keeping me straight, and a little coffee to keep me going. So stay with us. We've got some great guests coming up at, starting in the next hour. But again, thank you to Andrew McKay for letting me host this morning. We are heading into the bottom of the hour news. So take it away.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt turns 29 later this month, and at the end of August, she's leaving the Trump administration.
She says being a mother and welcoming a new baby while working in one of the most demanding jobs in the world has been the most rewarding yet challenging season of my life, to say the least. I have felt in my heart that I cannot be the best mom my two young children deserve while devoting the constant time, energy, and attention required of the White House Press Secretary.
Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting. President Trump says he understands and respects her decision, adding Leavitt will be one of his top outside advisors. Bracing for a potential major storm in Hawaii that's turning southeast of the islands, it's forecast to become a tropical storm later today. And frantically searching for life in the rubble in Colombia following Monday's earthquake, at least 265 people have died. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. Clear skies, beautiful morning, 80 degrees already. We'll get a look at our forecast in a couple of minutes. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis pledging $9 million yesterday to help bring shipbuilding company Burdon and about 2,000 jobs to the Port of Pensacola. The governor presented Mayor D.C. Reeves with a ceremonial check.
We have a proud history of shipbuilding. I think as many people know, in Florida, we are the top maritime state in the United States of America, and of course, a major hub for the U.S. Navy.
The 400,000 square foot facility is expected to cost $275 million total, with Burdon covering the bulk of that cost itself. The state's contribution comes in about $5 million short of what the city had hoped for. Mayor Reeves called it the start of a new era of growth for the port. Burdon's jobs at the facility will average $68,000 a year, with off-site positions averaging over $112,000. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is investigating a campaign sign incident involving two county employees, former library director Crystal Bell Rivera and her husband, Sheriff's Office Community Relations Specialist Ronnie Rivera. According to a News Journal report, State House candidate Trey McMullen says the couple placed signs for his opponent directly in front of his own outside Bellevue Library and filed a formal complaint after the sheriff's office initially said it wasn't investigating Bell Rivera resigned last week. The county has not said whether that's connected. Her husband reportedly identified himself as a sheriff's office employee before the couple left the scene, according to McMullen's complaint. Well, a truck flipped off Interstate I-110 in Pensacola Wednesday and happened about 1 o'clock near Maxwell Street, sending the truck onto its side in a grass field. The vehicle sustained damage. There is no word yet on any injuries. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says progress on the Bay Center renovation and potential expansion has stalled. He says a confusing episode at the Escambia County Commission meeting is part of the reason for that. City and county attorneys agreed on an interlocal agreement language and placed it on the commission agenda. Commissioners said they'd never seen it before at the meeting. Mayor Reeves says he pulled it immediately once the confusion arose and noted that legally the city and the county do not actually need an interlocal agreement. Its only purpose was to signal to outside investors that the two governments are working together. The mayor said he remains hopeful because all leadership agrees something needs to be done at the Bay Center, but he says he has urgency about seeing real progress and doesn't want to spend 3 or 4 more years studying that issue. Well, a search is underway to find 3 people described as Tomb Raiders. That's what the sheriff in Orange County said yesterday about 3 people from Indiana who've allegedly been stealing family heirlooms from cemeteries. Deputies say a man and his wife and her mother have been traveling the country, breaking into niches that hold cremated remains and stealing the valuables that people lay to rest with their loved ones. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says the 3 have been responsible for at least 20 known cases across the state, and there could potentially be even more. 5:35 at News Radio. Again, right now it's 80 degrees. We've got clear skies, and let's get a look at our financial report this morning from Your Money Now.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Cisco shares dropped despite a better-than-expected earnings report and a revenue forecast that sailed past estimates. The company said it sees revenue this quarter of $18 to $18.2 billion, topping the LSEG estimate of $16.8 billion. Cisco stock is up by more than 60% this year. Cerebra Systems raised its full-year guidance in the second earnings report following the chipmaker's initial public offering in May. However, the stock tumbled about 14% after the report's release. Cerebra said in a statement that it expects core revenue between $214 and $216 million this quarter. CEO Andrew Feldman said in an interview on CNBC that AI demand is through the roof. The U.S. budget deficit totaled just over $432 billion in July, the highest since March of 2021. CNBC reports that a surge in Medicare costs helped boost the total, while debt financing continued to be a significant contributor. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Erin Neiswanger, Republican candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission District 2. I will make sure you, the people, are heard, and the county commissioners work for we, the people, not the developers, special interests, or the political class. I'll work tirelessly to fix our infrastructure, stop irresponsible growth, and grow our economy. I'm Erin Neiswanger, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th. Santa Rosa County will be stronger with Neiswanger.
Paid for and approved by Erin Neiswanger, Republican, Santa Rosa County, District 2.
The countdown is on.
Chest high stab. Here is the give. Cole Feely bounces to the outside. 25-20, 15-10, 5-4-3-2-1. Touchdown, Florida State. Touchdown, FSU.
Hi, this is Jeff Colhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. The new college football season begins for the Noles in just a few weeks. Join us all season long on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is D.C. Reeves. Together, we are moving Pensacola in the right direction. My priorities are building a healthy economy with good careers and keeping our community safe. I will always support our small businesses and back the blue. Let's keep working as a team to move Pensacola forward. I'm D.C. Reeves, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th.
D.C. Reeves is endorsed by Sheriff Chip Simmons and the Fraternal Order of Police. Paid for by D.C. Reeves for mayor.
You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. Andrew on a well-deserved break. It's always an honor to come in and sit in his chair. Or I think Andrew usually stands, doesn't he?
He does,
He
yes.
does. I thought so. At least be at his microphone and be able to talk to you all this morning about the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, what's happening in the business community, and just kind of celebrate the things that are happening here, the growth that we're experiencing, and just all the great things. Pensacola, Escambia County, Northwest Florida, yeah, we're really getting on the map nationally. And you hear more and more, we're ranked highly in different categories. We always... Our beach is amazing and is always recognized, but we've been recognized for safety in the city of Pensacola. Our school district was just rated A by the state for the first time. That's something to celebrate. So lots of great momentum happening in our community, and that's something at the Chamber that we want to keep going. We have over 1,000 members at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, from our largest employers all the way down to solopreneurs and budding entrepreneurs. And something that we really are leading into as well at the Chamber is our innovation and entrepreneur ecosystem. Lloyd Richard is the chair of our Innovation and Entrepreneur Committee that meets the last Tuesday of every month at 9:30 a.m. at the Chamber. We are located at 418 West Garden Street, up on the fourth floor. That's the CoLab building, which is owned by Pensacola State College. We invite the community. If you're interested in what's happening with startups, with the entrepreneur ecosystem, come to that meeting, 9:30. The last Tuesday of every month at the Chamber. And we have a social, we call it Startup Source Pensacola, which is kind of a loose conglomeration of organizations in our community that are focusing on innovation and entrepreneurship. You know, as talked about earlier, a lot of great things happening. We have a lot to offer folks who want to start a business. And there are a lot of free resources in our community that people don't know about. We have Florida's Small Business Development Center at UWF, SBDC. They have a ton of free resources for entrepreneurs and folks starting small businesses. So definitely, if that's what you're looking into, check them out. We cooperate with them. We do a lot. They host classes up at our office, maybe one or two a month that they hold up there. So you can check them out, but our goal is to really, you know, find those entrepreneurs, find those folks who are starting up businesses, provide them the resources that they're looking for. So, you know, find the free stuff first, get the free advice, get the free consultations before you get too far down the road and you're spending money on things that you don't need to spend money on, that you get that feedback. We've got a lot of passionate volunteers who will help you. That will provide that feedback that you need as a budding entrepreneur. So again, that's something that's very important to us at the Chamber. Jody Bell, who works for the Pensacola News Journal, is also heavily involved with this effort. We work with IHMC folks there as well. We'll have a social there coming up in October. We do a social typically the first Thursday of every month, but it, you know, might switch around. You know, always the best place to go to get the information about these types of events is PensacolaChamber.com. We have two calendars on our website. We have a chamber calendar, which lists our events, our ribbon cuttings, business after hours, Good Morning Pensacola, all that. That's on the chamber calendar. But if you're a chamber member, you can post your events on our community calendar. So if you have, something, if you're a nonprofit and you have an event coming up, you can post that there. If you're a business, you have a special sale or activity that you want to promote, you can post that there. So we provide these resources for free for our members. We also have a weekly news blast that goes out every Friday, our member news. So if you're a member, you can post, for free. Your sale, your announcement, if you have a new employee or a new store that you're opening, all those types of things you can put in our member news that goes to about 5,000 unique email addresses every week. So lots of things that we do at the Chamber to try to support small businesses, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. So go to PensacolaChamber.com to check it out. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 8th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 14th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark. You'll hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who've benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000. This year, help us raise funds for the Pediatric Sedation Suite.
Thank you.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Autumn Beck Blackledge, PLLC. And our Hope sponsors, War Construction and Penn Air Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Pennair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at pennair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Santa Rosa, I am Jill Broxson-Teston, a parent of four amazing children. I understand a strong school system is one of the most important investments we can make in our children's future. That's why I'm running for School Board District 5. My mission is to be your strong advocate for our public school system. I'll lead with transparency and steady leadership to help ensure the long-term success of our district. On August 18th, I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxson-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barberry Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
This isn't shouting.
It's conversation.
Hugh Hewitt, weekdays at 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good morning. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Andrew McKay this morning on the Pensacola News Radio here on News Radio 92.3. During the break, PJ and I were talking about chambers and the advocacy portion that chambers engage in. And, you know, one of the things that we did this year is a candidate questionnaire that you can find on our website, PensacolaChamber.com. This was for local candidates for mayor, city council, and county commissioner. Six questions total, asking their thoughts on issues. I mentioned the local option sales tax. You know, we asked what is your position on that issue. We asked where they stood on the property tax amendment, Amendment 3, that'll be on the November ballot. And if that passes, how would they address any potential budget shortfalls that might come along with that? We asked about the Pensacola Bay Center. This is a big topic. It was on the news earlier. You know, from a chamber standpoint, you know, we look at this as a real opportunity, something that we are missing out on. We get calls often from groups and organizations that are looking to hold larger events, and we just don't have that type of space in our community. I mean, the Bay Center is able to do some of that, but there's such demand there when you're talking about, you know, obviously concerts and things like that, but then the Ice Flyers will be starting up here in a couple months, and then you'll have basketball games. You have the Sun Belt Conference will be back with their tournament. You have local junior hockey leagues that utilize the Bay Center. So there's a lot of pressure on them, and there's just a lot of things that I believe that we're missing out on. And one of the things that I think it's happening maybe this week or next week, the Mobile Chamber does a business expo every year that they have in their convention center. And that's something that we're not able to do. And it would be great to be able to showcase our businesses in one place for a full day. But it's a challenge. And I know getting city government and county government on the same page is difficult. I know, in Florida, we have the Sunshine Law, and that, you know, can make some of these issues challenging to deal with. But I mean, it's encouraging to see that they're having these conversations, and hopefully that we'll see some positive momentum come out of this. The Bay Center needs to be, you know, updated. It's been stated the bones are strong, the structure is fine. It just needs to be updated some. And then if we could bring on some additional meeting space for things like business expos, but also things like we have our PACE Awards, which, you know, we have at the Pensacola Beach Hilton every year, which is great. But, you know, if we were able to have a larger space, that could be a larger event. You know, we have veterans groups that call us at the chamber, hey, we have 600 people we want to have an event for. Where do we do that? And we just don't have that right now. So something that we'd love to see addressed, and knowing that these items take years to get completed and funded. And, you know, so, you know, there's a little bit of urgency with that, but glad to see that our city and county are looking at that, and hopefully we can see something move forward pretty soon. Also want to let you know, talking about advocacy, on our website, we have, just I mentioned that earlier, our candidate questionnaires. You can go, you can see the answers there to those questions directly from the candidates. You know, we tried to make it as straightforward as possible, didn't put any spin, didn't try to push them one way or the other. But just another resource as you're going to vote. Again, early voting is open through Saturday. You can go to EscambiaVotes.com to find out where the easiest early voting location is for you. I want to commend Supervisor Elections Robert Bender. He does a tremendous job for us. He does a great job communicating, getting the word out about these types of things. So shout out to him. I know he's going crazy this time of year, but he does a great job making it all flow very smoothly and getting the election results out very quickly. We've seen across the country that always doesn't happen, but here in Florida and particularly here in Escambia County, do a great job. And we always find out the election results very quickly. So that'll be next Tuesday is election day. So if you have not voted yet, you know, encourage you to get out. You know, early voting continues through the weekend. Election day is next Tuesday. You can, again, find out where your local precinct is. If I think you should be able to find it on your voter registration card, but if you don't have that, you can go to the website again, escambiavotes.com, to get more information. A few more chamber events coming up soon. Next Thursday, August 20th, we have our business after hours for August. It'll be at Moorhead Law Group on Palafox Street. So that's always a fun event. We do a business after hours at least once a month, and that's typically hosted at a business. They get to open their doors and welcome folks. You know, typically about 75 to 100 people attend our business after hours on a monthly basis, free for members. Opportunity to network. We have great door prizes, and it's just, you know, it's relaxed. It's after work. You come and have a little wind down for the day and then getting towards the end of the week. So again, that'll be next Thursday, August 20th at Moorhead Law Group on Palafox Street. And then on the Friday before Labor Day, and I'm going to look up, make sure I get the date correct. On the 4th, Friday, September 4th, we'll have September's Good Morning Pensacola at Scenic Hills Country Club. They do a great job there every month. We typically have about 120 people at Good Morning Pensacola. It's a breakfast buffet, and we have networking. Doors open at 7:30 a.m., so you can come grab your coffee, network, and then grab breakfast, sit down, and we'll have a full hour program starting at 8. And again, you'll hear from the title sponsor. We'll have a nonprofit of the month that we'll spotlight. We'll have a small business of the month, which is sponsored by Florida Small Business Development Center at UWF. If you're a new member of the chamber, you get to come up and do a 30-second elevator pitch about your business at Good Morning Pensacola. And then, again, great door prizes and lots of great networking. So encourage you, if you're not a member of the chamber, you can reach out to us. You can go to PensacolaChamber.com to get more information. We've got our membership levels that have the benefits and the costs. But you can reach out to Willa Licata. She's our membership guru at the chamber. Call us at 850-475-4999 and talk to Willa. She will walk you through the process and, again, give you all the information that you need to know for joining. Something else that we do, and we like I said earlier, we really try to focus on our small businesses. Every other Tuesday and Thursday, we have our Chamber Connect lunch group. And this is free to chamber members, so you get a free lunch. But there's networking. There's an educational component to it that you know, you'll learn about how to market your business. You'll learn how to network. You'll learn how to connect with folks. So again, those are at the Chamber every other Tuesday and Thursday. So we're not having those this week, but next week, on Tuesday and Thursday, 18th and 20th, you can come. It's free for chamber members. If you want to sponsor, the only thing you have to do is bring lunch, and that gives you the opportunity to present and talk about your business. Again, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com. We've got a chamber calendar with chamber events. We have a community calendar for community events, which if you're a chamber member, you can post your community event on our community calendar. You can put your news item in our member news that goes out every Friday. We try to provide these free resources for businesses to help get the word out. And just, you know, want to give a shout out to those small businesses. Those are the backbone of our economy. Those are the folks out there grinding every day, making it happen, and really providing those services that we need in our community. So we really appreciate everything that you do to support our community, help our community grow, and just, you know, like I said, keep the momentum going. So many great things are happening here in Northwest Florida. We had the governor here yesterday with his big announcement for the port and Bourdon Shipbuilding. It was exciting to see that come on. That's going to be a lot of new jobs and good quality paying jobs. So that's what we like to see. You know, we want to provide that for our community. So exciting to see that happening. GE Vernova, they do a lot. Manufacturing here. Field International is a new business that's recently relocated to Pensacola. So lots of things happening, lots of great momentum. We want to see it continue and want you to be a part of it. So please join us at the Greater Pensacola Chamber. You can go to PensacolaChamber.com for more information. Again, I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay today on the Pensacola Morning News. On News Radio 92.3.
5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.